The Weekly Connect. The Weekly Connect. On RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, my name is Subramani Lakshmi Narayan. Becoming a journalist has been my dream, inspired by Around the World in 80 Days, which I used to read and reread as a child. That dream was rudely interrupted. I was in intermediate school when I had terrible disturbances of my vision. I checked with my doctor. It was retinitis pigmentosa. After I became blind, a lot of people wanted to persuade me to give up my dream of becoming a journalist. Everybody used to laugh about it. This is not going to happen. You know, as good as it sounds, the best thing you can do is to wind it up, put it in your attic, get real. Nobody shared the idea or the excitement that I felt for the job that I wanted to do. I just went and registered myself for a journalism course. And after the course was over, everybody else had gone to intern with newspapers. And when my turn came, I went to the New Indian Express. Basically, that was an unexpected break. I never thought that would happen. But I got noticed for the stories I did. People really believed that I could be a journalist. But then again, there was a problem. This is something that nobody had tried before. You know, a reporter with a white stick? Gosh, how is he going to check the word count to correct the spelling errors? I mean, remember, that was the time when nobody even thought of in terms of screen reader. I started freelancing for something like 14 different publications because, you know, that's the only way I could survive. I mean, that's the only way I could earn my money. From the dailies to the weeklies to the monthlies, from music to film to health to computers to, you know, so there are subjects that was like kind of my knowledge was quite helpful, but there are other subjects where I really had to learn. Each article used to fetch something like 2,000 rupees for me. That's probably when my family also started realizing that, you know, okay, this guy is really serious. He wants to earn money. He's not just fooling around. In 2001, I was a sports reporter. There's another challenge. They were not happy with it. They were saying that what kind of sports you can do? Well, local events from cricket to tennis to football. And it was fun. You know, what I was doing was like I was living my dream, you know. Okay, yeah, I learned mobility by then. You know, I know how to move around myself. I had learned how to open an MS Word file, how to put the initial thoughts into black and white and get it corrected by somebody. It was without jaws I'm talking. Deccan Herald gave me some assignments in Bangalore. There were a couple of people who really liked my writing and spoke positively about me. They said, okay, let's try. You know, let's try how he does it. I wouldn't say that these are things that you usually succeed in the beginning. You just have to learn the ropes. There were people with me who helped me get to know it pretty well. You know, I started seeing it because I'm a great fan, of a lot of British newspapers. I'm a great reader of The Guardian and The Daily Telegraph. I mean, I'm basically interested in the kind of writing that these guys did. Excellent. I took another challenge, getting into the daily news production job, which is like, you know, you have to get a set of articles, you have to edit, give a headline, and then push it for publication. JAWS opened up a lot of things for me. I already knew how to write, so that wasn't the issue. It gave me additional skills, you know, editing a copy. So yeah, so accessibility is not a problem at all. The entire world of information technology, the entire world of content, knowledge, and, you know, not only knowledge gathering, but knowledge creation was thrown open to me. It sort of has brought me to where I am right now. I think that, you know, when I meet kids who are just walking out of the college these days, I mean, I'm talking about persons with blindness, I always tell them that, you know, this is probably the most exciting time because they don't know the time when computer or smartphones didn't exist. You know, I lived in a time where there was no computer or smartphone. They don't have to struggle. There's no dearth of, ideas as to what you can do with it. So that's exciting. And I'm also seeing that people are making use of it today and are getting into things that they never used to. There's no limitations at all. As more people see what people can do, the kind of latent potential in a person with blindness, I mean, things are changing rapidly.
I think he's right. So much is changing and so fast as well. The opportunities for those of us with sight loss are expanding way beyond what was once thought possible.
The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.